Encyclopedia Dramatica.
The Encyclopedia Dramatica is a wannabe wiki site that claims to be about humor and has one of the most unlikely names.
Encyclopedia Dramatica is anything but.
Its webmasters are insanely envious of the real encyclopedia wiki known as Wikipedia, whose administrators and supporters stood up to them in the face of abuse. Encyclopedia Dramatica has been all bent out of shape over it since.
They are fascists!
Fascism? Give me a break. I had my account for maybe 24 hours. They didn't like what I did to some of their pages.
She was banned from Encyclopedia Dramatica for deleting offensive content, including links to some of their cherished Photoshop porn pictures. This makes the administrators at Encyclopedia Dramatica fascists by their own definition. The ban notice referred to the ban as a rape. Encyclopedia Dramatica admins joke about and refer to banning as rape, and this indicates they identify with rapists, so appear to encourage it as well, and have no compassion or understanding toward people who have been raped. This adds more insult to injury for people who have been affected by rape directly or indirectly. A survivor of such a demeaning, brutal attack has this to say.
There are some things that should never be encouraged or treated as a joke. Once you go through something like that, you're never the same.
A diehard Encyclopedia Dramatica fan expresses the attitude she and the site share.
While it's all relative, isn't it? Okay, maybe getting tortured or losing a family member was tough on them, but my suggestion to these people, get a sense of humor, get a life. So what if they've been through that stuff? We all have. For instance, last week, the electronics store didn't have the high-def TV I wanted.
It's a site for trolls, spammers, hoaxers, and bullies. It's all about getting laughs at the emotional expense of other people. There was even a hoax about Encyclopedia Dramatica shutting down, unless the site received enough money to keep it going.
Encyclopedia Dramatica was behind that disgusting Megan Had It Coming blog, a sick hoax site impersonating somebody involved in cyberbullying that led to a suicide.
The excuse for this cruelty?
It's better to be a bully than a victim!
I did it for the lulz.
I did it for the lulz.
I did it for the lulz.
Desu desu.
I did it for the lulz.
I did it for the lulz.
Take the worst juvenile behavior and the most obnoxious drunken redneck speech, and you have Encyclopedia Dramatica, 4chan, Ebom, Anonymous, and SomethingAwful.com, all doing it for the lulz.
In lulz we trust. Have you ever heard anything so stupid?
Desu desu.
Fap.
Dong.
How cute. How cool. How intelligent. How inspiring. How original. How mature. How impressive and profound. Not.
So what is lulz?
Lulz, spelled L-U-L-Z, is a corruption of LOL, the internet acronym for laughing out loud. This isn't ordinary laughing out loud like normal people do online. Lulz is viral bullying, and the malevolent cackling by these idiotic internet trolls. They go out of their way to harass and provoke anyone they think they can hogtie by the emotions, rake them over the coals, laugh at the hurt reactions they get, post these hurt responses on their stupid websites along with more ridicule. The more reaction these self-enamored jits can get, the more they cackle. The more they laugh and ridicule, the more emotional reactions they get, and the more they mock. And it's all done very publicly with loads of cussing, and faked up, or stolen and ripped off pictures used in their massive hate and insult campaigns.
They have this really weird, stupid lingo.
Fapping is what they do when they look in the mirror. It's their term for getting turned on. Desu is a Japanese word that can mean different things depending on who's using it and how it's being used. Whether it's supposed to be cute, or the Japanese version of nana nana boo boo, it looks and sounds ridiculous tacked on the end of an English phrase. But hurt is their term for overreacting to a real or imagined slight.
It also explains the flaming glow of the posteriors through their clothes, from having their butts hurt as a result of getting themselves banned and blacklisted from other sites.
Must hurt.
If anyone actually believed the shutdown hoax and sent money to save the site, they deserve to lose their money.
Must hurt.
Encyclopedia Dramatica needs to go.
They are the best site ever.
They stink.
Yes, their behavior is disgusting.
They are the realest, most honest website in the world.
Yank it. Banish it to the depths of cyber hell. Let it burn.
No, they should never go away. And definitely, absolutely never get shut down. That would, like, destroy the whole world as we know it.
I did it for the
Butt hurt.
Beware that Encyclopedia Dramatica is a troll-friendly zone. Upon entering that site, be sure to leave all intelligence and humanity at the door.